Men in the killing of an 8-year-old Maryland boy shot through a window. I'm Megan Cloherty.
A new law is about to take effect, meant to stop e-scooters from being scattered around town. I'm Nick Iannelli.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off a fraction, NASDAQ down 43, the S&P flat.
It's noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden says he was horrified by images from the southern border and vows action.
The president blasted the Border Patrol agents who used horses to force migrants back into the Rio Grande.
There will be consequences.
His administration has said it will no longer use horse-mounted patrols in Del Rio, Texas. In his longest exchange with reporters in weeks, Mr. Biden was also asked about the infighting among Democrats over his infrastructure plans.
I believe we're going to end up getting both the pieces of my economic legislation.
He now argues that because the cost would be covered by tax increases on corporations and the wealthy,
it's all paid for.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The president today applauded CDC approval of Pfizer booster shots for millions of people.
The majority of Americans who were fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine are now able to receive the booster shot 6 months after they've received their second shot.
Well, two co-hosts on TV's The View tested positive for COVID-19 just before a scheduled appearance by Vice President Kamala Harris.
They have been taken off the show because the vice president is here now. Kamala Harris, the vice president, is going to be on remote because they don't want to take a chance of her being on the set right now.
Well, CBS's Weijia Jiang says subpoenas are going out to former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows, former advisor Steve Bannon, and two others from the House committee investigating the Capitol attack.
The committee chairman wrote to Meadows that the panel has, quote, credible evidence of his involvement. And to Bannon, you are quoted as stating on January 5th, 2021, that all hell is going to break loose tomorrow. In a statement, the former president criticized what he called harassment subpoenas and vowed to fight them with executive privilege.
Iran's foreign minister indicates his country will return to negotiations on the 2015 nuclear deal very soon. Nuclear expert Joe Cerencioni is not surprised.
Oh, they're ready to come back. The Iranians basically want a deal, although there's factions in Tehran that are against it. But the government wants the deal. They want sanctions relief. That's the key for them.
A federal appeals court signaled today it might wait for action by the U.S. Supreme Court on abortion before ruling on an appeal of Georgia's restrictive abortion law. Northern California, a wildfire has destroyed at least 25 buildings and has homeowners in the community of Mountain Gate concerned.
It's a little disheartening, and I kind of feel lost. I don't know where to go.
A woman is under arrest, suspected of starting that fire. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 12 points. NASDAQ is down 45. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
12:03 on Friday, September 24th, 2021. Sunny and breezy, low humidity today, highs in the low to mid 70s. Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm Mark Lois with the top local stories we're following this hour. A grand jury has indicted four men in connection with the killing of 8-year-old PJ Evan. Police had said from the start that the young boy was not the target when he was shot through an apartment window. Documents say one of the men indicted today was.
A day before, 21-year-old Dominique Johnson dove for cover on the balcony of a Landover apartment as bullets flew past him. Charging documents say he'd shot at another man from a rival neighborhood. It's why prosecutors believe the shooting that killed 8-year-old PJ Evans was retaliatory in nature. The documents say Johnson admitted to police he shot at 21-year-old Mark Nkwacha, who police later arrested. The next day, on August 23rd, Nkwacha's brother, Desmond, and his friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail, and 3 hours later, the documents say, the men drove to the Landover apartment and opened fire. The three, allegedly in the car, are charged with murder and guns charges. Johnson is charged with the attempted murder of Nkwacha. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
This year's Marine Corps Marathon, planned for the last weekend of next month, has been canceled for the second year in a row. It is a major disappointment for thousands of runners throughout the country and worldwide. Officials are blaming their decision on security and safety precautions now in place.
Race organizers said today they had exhausted all possibilities, but determined that safely running a live event was, quote, just not feasible. The marathon will once again be a virtual race. If you've registered for this year's race, you can get an entry for the virtual event, get a full refund, or defer your entry to next year's race at no additional fee. You'll get an email with instructions on how to make your choice. The virtual race can be run between October 1st and November 10th, which is the birthday of the Corps. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in our area seem to be leveling off following a sudden late summer spike triggered by the Delta variant.
The seven-day average of case numbers has been steady over the past 2 weeks. Director of Infectious Diseases at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, Dr. Glenn Wortman.
With this Delta variant right now, it seems to have hopefully plateaued. I mean, nationally, it seems to be plateauing a little bit, but especially in our area.
D.C. hit a peak late last week and has already seen around a 25% drop since then. Virginia and Maryland's numbers have plateaued. We also aren't seeing an increase of people going to the hospital in all three. Wortman credits a high vaccination rate.
Relatively, we have fair vaccine uptake compared to other areas of the country.
Coronavirus deaths continue to be a lagging indicator. Virginia is the hardest hit and is seeing deaths steadily increase. Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
Now you can hear the full interview with Dr. Wortman on next week's episode of WTOP's podcast, Is It Normal Yet? It'll be released Monday morning.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the state has the supply and capacity to provide COVID-19 booster shots to anyone who needs one. In a statement following the CDC final approval for Pfizer booster shots, Hogan and state health officials have directed vaccine providers to immediately make booster shots available to Marylanders who got their second Pfizer dose at least 6 months ago. In the same statement, Hogan said the federal government should also expedite approval of COVID-19 vaccines for kids between the age of 5 and 11. Hogan said the state is also looking for clear guidance for people who have gotten the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines.
Coming up on WTOP, we'll check traffic and the weekend weather forecast, and we'll also take a look at what's new for weekend entertainment. It's 12:07.
At CDW, we get your hybrid workforce has different desks, different schedules, different dress codes across a range of locations. So how do you bring the same work experience to everyone? VMware Anywhere Workspace Solutions, orchestrated by CDW, enable seamless experiences, workspace automation, and zero trust security to every member of your team, no matter how they work. To bring consistency to your hybrid workforce, trust VMware and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/VMware.
Super Saturday. Save up to 75% off on all furniture at Ashley Home Store. Super Saturday. One day of the year. This Saturday, Ashley Home Store gives you the lowest prices, plus 60 months no interest financing. Super Saturday is up to 75% off every living room, every dining room, every bedroom, and every mattress. Super Saturday is special buys like Ashley two-piece living rooms, $8.95, and Ashley seven-piece bedroom.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.